this is the last Maimer in Shemois called Toises Biur. It adds explanation. Really, mostly it's a review of what we learned before. There's a few extra points. Basically, the idea that the Alter Rebbe discusses it, this is all based on the verse. It says it would be rooted when Yaakov will root and Israel will blossom. Yashrish Yaakov, Yotzitz Uforach Yisrael. Basically, what he says is he wants to say about mitzvahs that when we look at mitzvahs and the mitzvahs, they seem to be very simple or very physical, and you don't see any meaning, really, any spirituality, anything big about it. It just seems like, and yet they have a tremendous power hidden in them. And he really gives you several examples that he gives you from the physical world that we live in. Number one, he uses the planting of a seed. So he says the seed has in it all the potential of the eventual fruit that's going to come out. And not only one fruit, but tremendous. You plant one seed and you get a lot of return for it. So when you look at the seed itself and that you're planting, you don't see. It seems like a piece of wood. It seems like an inanimate piece of wood. No life to it. And yet, once it's put into the ground and it joins the force of the ground, that's the tzemech in the ground, it'll grow into something beautiful. Same thing he talks about is the seed of man. He says the main creation of the child comes from the seed of the man. But to develop that seed, it has to go through 9 months in the womb of the mother. And then it develops that potential which is in the seed. And even though, as Sadhana's, you know, the created being, the child, is on a higher level than the mother even. Because, you know, taking in the general theme of the male is considered, the masculine is considered the mashpia, the giver, and the woman is the recipient, the woman can have a male. So the male would be on a higher level than female. And yet, it's the mother that creates that. So basically, the seed of the mitzvahs is the physical mitzvah we do. That has a tremendous potency in it. When we do the mitzvah, we're like the land, and we sort of take and develop that power that's in there. And that's in the seed. So that means, basically, that when you see, you measure a Jew next to the seed, the Jew is on a higher level because he develops the seed. But once the seed is developed, the seed is on a higher level than the mitzvah is on a higher level. And this is what you asked yesterday. We're going to see how the Alter Rebbe explains it. Let's look inside. And Biur HaInyan, to explain the idea. The Hine HaGarin, if you take, behold, a seed, even though there is no taste, and there is no smell to the seed, nevertheless, in it, in that seed, there is kol tumunas v'koyach ha'pri mamash. It has the entire image and the power of the actual fruit. Elo shehu b'kitzer nimrotz, but it's a very shorted version. U'b'b'chinas helem, it's totally in a level of obscure, ki'ilu hu eitz ba'alma, as if it's just a piece of ordinary wood. You don't see in that seed anything, but technically it does have in it hidden the tremendous power it's going to cover. V'chein al derech zeh, also in a similar way, is tipas ha'av, the seed of the father. Yesh bo klolus kol haramach evori mamash. There is in that seed, in general, all of the 48 actual limbs. Ukamay merazal, as our sages tell us, av mazriya loiven, that the father sprouts for Fourth, the loiv and the white. Shemimenu atzomis v'gidim, from which the bones and the veins are developed. Kenoida gamkin b'sifrei ha'teva, as it's also known in the books of nature. Rak sheyordo begashmius mi'oid, it has descended very physically. B'didluk ha'erech, it jumped over its value, the value from a human being to a seed, is kigarin legabe erech ha'pri, just like a seed relative to the fruit is that seed of the man relative to the child, the person is born. What happens? Achalidei shenizra garin ba'oretz, through the seed being sown into the earth, v'nichlal koyche b'koyech ha'tzemech, and the power of this seed is included within the power of growth. So b'koyech ha'tzemech, which means there is a power of growth in the ground. That seed becomes included in the power of growing. So then, v'koyech ha'tzemech sheba'oretz, what is the power of the growth, that what grows in the ground? Zois pu'ulosei, that is its activity. Lahoitzi la'oir koyech ha'pri shekolu b'hagari mehelem el ha'gilui. Its job is, its impact is to take, bring out that to light, the power of the fruit which is within that seed, from its obscurity to revelation. That is what the power of growing growth does. Liyos mimenu pri betam bereyach umar yofa, there should be a fruit with a taste, a smell, and a beautiful look. Mashe kishohoyo ze behagarin, when it was within the seed, hoyo behelam otsum, it was a totally powerful obscurity, to the extent you couldn't recognize, you couldn't feel at all. Shum tam v'reich, you couldn't feel any taste, any smell. Rak eitz ba'alma, you can only see, what you can only see is a piece of wood. The power of the ground to grow is to take that and bring it out from its obscurity into revelation. An additional thing is, not only does it take one from obscurity, but actually creates a whole lot. V'gam oidzois. In addition to that, what is the power of growth? Sheyatzmiach migarin echod, that he's going to sprout from one seed. Peides harbe mioid, a lot of fruits. B'toisves brocha merubo le'ein shir, with additional blessing, many blessing to no end. Neged priya aleph shemimenu nilkal chagarin, corresponding to the one fruit from which you took that one seed, is going to come out a tremendous amount. But yet, so even though the power to develop it is in the ground, that is able to do so, but from where does it come though? Avo mekomukoy, movement is understood, sheikir tam v'reich umar shel ha'peides ha'tzemchim, that the main taste and smell and image of the fruit that grow, nilkechum min hagarin ha'nizra, they are taken from the seed that has been sown, shehayu klulin b'mamash, that was included in him actually. U'bilodei lohoyo klal tzmichas peides eilu ha'mashubachim, and without that seed, there would not be at all the sprouting of these beautiful, praiseworthy fruits, kiim mimenu davke tzomchubo, but specifically from that seed is from where they grow, and that's where they come from, is from that seed. Hello. But what's the problem? Shalifi sheboit shohoyu b'chinas eilu ba'garin, when these levels, these beautiful fruits, were as they stand in the seed, hine nizgashmu v'yordu, they have become physical, descended, and they were like a wood. So now, when you look at it, there is nothing there. They deteriorated to a level in which it looks just like a piece of wood. Had it not been the power of growth which is in the ground, then nothing would have grown from that. And that power would have been remained in hidden in obscurity, it would not go out into the open at all. And this, that it came out from obscurity to revelation, that comes through the power of growing. In addition, through this, Nimshach HaGilui, when it is revealed, is B'toysus B'rucha Meruba Yoser Afilu Ma'prishim Menil Chaganakinal. It is an additional blessing, greater, more blessing, even more than the fruit from which that seed was taken from, as said earlier, Kinis Khalil. Balderech Zamamish, and actually, similar to this, actually, is in the example of the creation of the feet of the baby that comes from the seed, from the drop, al yideho isha, which takes place in the, through the woman. For although the main essence of the baby is included in the seed, in the drop, since it is already descended, in the jumped over in its value from a human into a seed, mibchinas muhus adam, it comes from the level, the essence of man, of a human, limhus tipagashmi, to the essence of a physical drop. Lachain, therefore, lulo shoyo niklad bebeten hanikeva, had it not been absorbed within the stomach of the female, loy mizeshu mishabas, there would be no creation. It would have just remained a physical drop. It's only through the fact that it's absorbed, it's included in the womb of the feminine, of the woman, of the female. So that brings about the growth, the sprouting and the growth. Li is vlad, that there should be a baby, but amachivorim with 24 night limchulu. That power to develop is only in the female, in the woman. And still, the main root, the main and the root of the baby, of the fetus, is nimshach ma'atipa, comes from the seed, from the tipa. And that's what we see. That the woman will create a baby which can be a greater level than her, because she creates a male from the masculine world of masculine, and the woman itself is from the feminine world. So you see that the actual growth, what it has in it, is greater than the person. That's why when it develops, it becomes greater. But the job of the woman, in this case, or the job of the earth, is to develop that greater potential that the person that is lying within the seed or within the garden or within the drop. So what is the parable from this? What are we going to do? Torah and mitzvahs is called sowing. You sow. Zoideya tzedokis, that you sow righteousness. Ukameshikosim mokamachra posik, shame shonim tizra sodecha. It says over there, the verse says, 6 years you shall sow your ground. Talks about Shviz in the seventh year. The 6 years that you sow the ground correspond to the Shehem Shito Sidre Mishnah. Those are the six orders of the Mishnah. You sow the ground. Those are with the Mishnah. That's the way you sow the ground. It seems at first it's not understood. How could through our physical mitzvahs that we do, we're saying that in the future this will bring the revelation of the blessed Ein Sof, which has no end and no limit? This is such a physical act that we're doing over here. How could this act bring about a revelation of infinite from a finite activity? But the idea is like this. The root of the mitzvahs is very high. Mitzvahs, we have 613 Torah mitzvahs plus 7 mitzvahs Rabbanon, of the rabbis, equals 620. 620, the gematria in Hebrew, is keser, tofresh chok. Keser means crown.
What are these seven mitzvahs? I don't know.
Rabbis, that's Hanukkah, Purim, Erev, until Shidaim. So there's seven mitzvahs, Rabbanah. So there's a total of 620, which is the numerical value of the word Keser, which means that they have the 200, that 620 pillars of light that come from the mitzvahs into the world, which means when you have one of those 620 mitzvahs, you are attaching to one of those pillars of light which descend from the level of Keser. They are 620 pillars of light, which extend from the supreme crown, from Keser Elyon. Bechinas soiviv kol almin mamish, that is a level of that surrounds the world, which is not come down in an inner, is not measured by the world, but it surrounds Elo. But what happened? Sheyordu, those the mitzvahs, these lights descended in islapshu begashmis. They dressed up in the physical. The tzitzis betzemer, the tzitzis in the wool, tefillin beklaf, the tefillin in the parchment. That is just like the seed. Even though the seed has the power and the image of the fruit, but it's hidden and obscure, to the extent you can't tell at all. It's like a just like a piece of wood. So the same thing is the physical mitzvah we do. We don't see Soviv Kulam in there. We don't see the greatness. Because it descended into the Gashmis, it seems like just a simple act. It seems like a physical act. But just like the ground develops that seed, or the mother develops the seed, the same thing is Validay Nishamas Yisrael. Shemekayim ha-mitzvah through neshamas of Israel who fulfilled the mitzvah. Umesatim batzitzis, he wraps himself with the tzitzis, umaniach tefillin, he puts on the tefillin. Hey, mechinas eretz chefetz, they become the desirable land, hamatzmichim, and they make sprout gilui ha-pri mehagadin, the revelation of the fruit that comes from that seed, betam umar v'reyach, with a taste and a look and a smell, so that there should be the revelation of the 620 pillars of light which come from Keser through the Bnei Yisrael during the mitzvahs. The Lochein Nikra Knesset Yisrael Isha Yiras Hashem. That's what we're called, the women. Because we are the feminine, just like the woman develops the fetus, we develop the mitzvah. Just like by a woman, there is the power to sprout, and through in her and through her, there is actually the creation of the baby from the seed that comes from the father. So the seed that comes from Keser, who has the ability to develop that seed? That is the Vel Neshamas Yisro. Why do they have it? V'hainu lifi shehi b'chinas yiras Hashem. Because they are fear of heaven. That makes them, that gives them the power. Which means, sheyesh b'hem b'chinas ha-bitl, they have the level of bitl, lahapich yesh li'ayin, they can take yesh, make it ayin. As explained in the previous Maimer, when he discussed, he says that most of the time it works from ayin, from nothing becomes yesh. That's the way of ishtalshus. But to take something which feels itself independent, a yesh, and be subjugate yourself to the ayin, to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a greater miracle, as you said, mishamayim yivyov. But here, because we have the bit, lahapich yesh laayim imril miskar, shezehu bechinas eretz chefetz. This is the level of a land of desire. Hainu, Bechinas Malchus de Atzilus, that is the level, Knesset Yisrael's level, Malchus de Atzilus, Sheshor Shem Bechinas Malchus de Ein Sof, which rooted in Malchus of the Ein Sof, Shehi Malchus de Odom Kadmon, that will be the Malchus of the earlier person, Odom Kadmon of Ak, V'lochein yesh bo koyach latzmiach. That's why it has the power to grow. Malchus ein sof, to malchus the atzilus, to neshamas Yisrael, to make sure b'chinas ein sof. V'lochein heim reishis tvoso. That's why they are the first of the grain. Umarei de'araisa. That's why they're called masters of Torah. They're the husbands of the Torah, the masters of Torah, because they developed the Torah. Because the Torah mitzvahs, as they descended below, is on the level of a seed chul. But after the fruit grows, and the face of the earth is full with the produce, then you develop. A light which is higher than the Neshama Yisrael. V'hainu, mibchinas yisoid da'ak, shalemayla mayla mibchinas malchus da'ak. It says, so you develop the yisoid da'ak. Yisoid is higher than malchus. Because before we said malchus de'in sof is malchus da'ak. Yisoid is higher than malchus. So over there, mibchinas yisoid da'ak, that becomes the level of masculine. That becomes the level of duchra, as opposed to Malchus, which is the level of Nukva. The mitzvahs come from ye, from Yisoid of Ak. This is like the example, that the woman will give birth to a male, which is be higher than her level. So the yidn give birth to something which is higher than the level. The inyan base b'chinas makifim. And then he also discussed about the two levels of makifim that we experience, because he says even though there is a makif now, but he says sometimes a makif, something which is above you, impacts you, and sometimes it doesn't. So this is also a review of that second idea. The inyan base makifim, how inyan hood ideas, ki hine hamakif hu gam kein mechayim. Something which is surrounding you also can energize you, can give you life. In other words, for you to receive life, you don't have to be, the light has to come in you. You can get light from a makif also. So there can be a makif which connects to the pnimi, and then there is a makif which is totally removed from the pnimi. Benikra oir makif, it's called a makif. Zeu b'chinas makif hakorev. That's called a makif which is close, surrounding which is close. Ukemoi, as for example, it says, Avol charoda gedoyla nofla aleihem. So the Pasuk says there, they didn't see anything, but yet they were very trembling. So there was sort of, from the makif, from not seeing, something impacted them. So you have an impact on you, on yourself, from something that you don't see from makif. Because your mazel sees. In other words, something above you can see. So they reach them an excitement in their inside because of their makif, which is the level of their mazel, which impacts them in their pnimis. But there is another level of makif which is totally separate from all the boundaries and the definitions, the limitations of the world, because it's so big it doesn't shine them at all. V'zehu, and this is the idea, Shamshoch ha-soiviv kol ha-almim ka'es al-dei ha-mitzvahs, the one that when we take down the soiviv kol ha-almim now through mitzvahs, hu b'chinas makif ha-korev anal, that is the close makif, which means it does have from the makif a little bit of an impact on the pnimis. Mash enkin makif ha-muvdol, as opposed to the makif which is separate chulu, ein meir ka'es, that does not shine now, ki'im le'osid lovei, only in the future to come, it will be fulfilled, that the heavens will be rolled out like a book. You'll be able to see the mysterious things. Then the makiv akorev will extend at that time to be mamish. We'll be able to associate, reveal with the makiv akorev. It'll become like an inner light, that light. Then it's going to extend that great makif, the hamuvdal, which is separate chulu, liyis meir u'mechayegam, that will also shine and give life It may, won't be like a pnimi, but it will still, like the, what the makif hakodem does now, the makif harochik will do then. That will bring around the resurrection desk. By mashakosu v'aposik, you talk about shevra godl chulu. Shabeis b'chinis makifin elu. Who? What is this two level of these makifim? Kirotzin ha'elyoin zehu b'chinas keser. The supreme will, that's love of keser, v'seiv of kol almim, and that surrounds v'hu makif hakorav. V'yesh oid b'chinas, but there's another level anikro raivid the chol raivim. The rotzin of all the rotzin. Like by Shabbos, through the Shlishis, we call it the Raivi, the Chol Raivi. Shalomai, lamai, lamechinas, rotz chulo. Bezeu, hallelu, kerev gudloi, sheyesh bechinas, ein keitz, rev gudloi, bechinas, gudloi chulo, ein shom. Look over there. So this is the second level.